This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Inside hour three, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Blow hot dogs into the stands.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. 40 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. I think everybody may be getting tacos because the Pelicans aren't going to get to 100. The Thunder lead game two, 124-92. They're going to go up two games tonight, and we mentioned this a little bit last hour. Look, the Thunder are this real curious team that nobody really takes seriously, even though they finish with the best record, because we still don't know a lot about Chet Holmgren other than, hey, he's a really great young player, and he, you know, blocks a lot of shots, he makes a lot of highlights, and yeah, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is an MVP candidate, okay, yeah. But still, the general NBA collective doesn't believe in Oklahoma City.
Well, it's the we know what Denver is.
We've
seen proof of concept.
Yeah.
We've seen Gru go to work.
Yeah, and other teams behind them with bigger stars, right, with, you know, the Clippers and Kawhi, or the Mavericks with Luka, the Lakers. You know, we've seen that. But I'll tell you, they had their first game, and they get by a little bit of first game jitters as the favorites because they have home court all the way through and as far as they go. And then game two, when we watch the Celtics just throw up on themselves tonight and prove that maybe we're not mentally strong enough to be title contenders, Oklahoma City throws the hammer down on a team missing their best player, and they win 124-92. Both Oklahoma City and Boston are playing teams, one versus eight, that are missing their best player, and somehow Boston found a way to lose, and Oklahoma City found a way to win by 30. So, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about Oklahoma City, and boy, am I nervous about Boston.
And then you're running around going, Chet. and hey, didn't that guy used to play for the Clippers? Isn't that the whole other thing with Gilgeous-Alexander?
Sure.
And then you look at the assembled superstars like the Avengers and wondering which one of them are going to be able to play more than 20 minutes at a time. It's good times.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, people forget that, oh, yeah, that first year, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander played with the Clippers. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
All the way back then.
I remember that. Yeah, he came off the bench. Yeah. Now suddenly here he is, you know, 5 years later, and guy's an MVP finalist.
No, that's it. Right. And now we're at the, hey, just don't play with your food.
Oof.
Go get, finish the job, take care of the Pelicans, and then await the next round while they slug it out. I mean, that's pretty much where we're at here.
So it is a final right now. Chet Holmgren goes for 26. It is a 2-game-to-none lead for the Thunder. They win it 124-92. All right, Frostberg, you promised this. You said a few minutes ago there's going to be sound that's going to blow away my story about when Mel Kiper mentioned me in the show on the draft 15 years ago, which is 15 years ago today. 15 years ago today.
It's a hell of a tease, though.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, I'm thinking...
Mike, I wish it wasn't there. I really do.
All right, so first of all...
Anything Mel Kiper could have ever said out of the water. Are you kidding?
Okay, let's...
Even though he said it in front of how many millions of people? Like 5 million, maybe?
To the millions.
The draft? Nah, that was at least like 80, 90 million people watching the draft back then.
Nobody's watching that.
Yeah, it was only on ESPN back then. Did nobody
else? They were all waiting on Jason Smith to go second.
Yeah. Okay, so this is not going to be you saying this is great audio and I hear the butt fumble or the fail Mary against the Dolphins.
I can't promise any of that.
All right. Okay, so go ahead. Set up this audio, whatever it is.
Well, you do know what All Access with the New York Jets is, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That is their show behind the scenes of all the seasons and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Episode 1 dropped yesterday, Jason.
Okay. They were actually teasing this on... They were teasing us on Twitter the other day. Like, they had a picture of Rodgers holding the take, whatever they do.
Spoiler alert, he only makes it through 4 snaps.
Okay, gee, thanks a lot.
He was hurt
that.
With the clapboard. That was it.
Okay, but so this is
somebody we know might have made a cameo in episode 1 of All Access with the New York Jets. Want to take a listen?
Okay, sure.
So disheartening and heartbreaking about last year was the work that I put in the season, and then to play 4 plays was really, really tough.
So less than 5 minutes into his Jets debut, the superstar quarterback tore his Achilles tendon, putting an end to his season. That puts a major damper on the team's Super Bowl dreams.
Everything has changed, and everything changed on the 4th snap of the very first game.
I'm going to tell you something, man. The season's over. The Jets season is over.
And don't
How about that? Beat it, Mel Kiper.
Yeah,
right out of the gate.
Eat it, Kiper.
Wow.
That's great.
Yeah, that was brought to us by our super producer in the back, Ian Roddy.
Wow. Thanks, look at Ian Roddy super looking Jets for a promotion. There, how about that? Man, to see that, and I remember saying it too. I remember thinking what's his name? Marvin Berry from Back to the Future. Hey, man, the dance is over unless you know somebody that can play guitar.
And they
really
cleaned it up because you were crying when you said that.
No, you literally had tears in your eyes. That's true.
Hey, you know what? Let's play it again. Let's hear it again.
Oh, we lost it.
Oh, come on, man. Let's hear it again.
Come on, man. You think that we still have it? It's been deleted.
You know how the system's worked. You've been here a minute.
This is true.
It's played, and then it's like Mission Impossible. This will self-destruct.
Is there a big picture of my face and wearing my Jets hat, my hand over my eyes while I'm saying it?
Let's just say you could build a tiki hut out of your tears.
Okay.
All right, let's hear it again.
All right.
It was the work that I put in the season, and then to play 4 plays was really, really tough.
So less than 5 minutes into his Jets debut, the superstar quarterback tore his Achilles tendon, putting an end to his season. That puts a major damper on the team's Super Bowl dreams.
Everything has changed, and everything changed on the 4th snap of the very first game.
I'm going to tell you something, man. The season's over. The Jets season is over.
Why did they cut it off before I started laughing?
Because I think you were probably crying along with me at that point.
Nah.
Because I think you cursed there, Mike.
You might, maybe. That could have happened.
Like you!
Look, Bears All Access will do that for you tomorrow if they don't take Caleb Williams.
Well, you know what? I think that would be a fun little social experiment now, wouldn't it be? Here we are. Here's this $4.6 billion stadium we're going to propose on the lakefront. Oh, no, we only need half of the money from a city that's got so many infrastructure problems. No, it's going to be great. And let's keep moving the decimal points about job creation and break-even points. All of that stuff. Yeah, let's trade Caleb that pick, not select Caleb Williams, and see how everybody reacts. That'll be brilliant.
Let's be honest, Smith. In your moments, your Mount Rushmore moments, this has got to be right up there.
That's
a good one, man. I'll tell you, what this compares to, honestly, when they used our stuff in the NFC Championship game a couple of years ago, Fox, when they used of our
This is all access with the Jets.
Yeah, well, this is, come on, man. I mean, and this is the very beginning, right? That's how the first episode opens.
45 seconds over.
That the open of the first episode. Season's over. See you, kids. Just click off. You don't need to listen to anything else. Season's over. Wait till we look at 2024.
You don't want to watch another second of this.
You know,
I can guarantee you, spoiler alert, it turns out terribly.
It's done. Here's how it's going to end, with you in tears. That's how this ends, okay? There's no good ending, right? And there's no ending that's going to suddenly come and save everything.
I mean, it was great for all of us.
It would be in the highlight reel of the decade.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Got it together.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling
That quote appearing there, but just night when we were discussing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah. I mean, you want to talk about, and as much as we have these folks in the Twitterverse, at How About a Fresca and Swollen Dome, or the Facebook page that we have that hate on the fandom, isn't that what makes the show great? Is that we do wear the heart on the sleeve and we'll curse mm-hmm. our teams out yeah. as required, or cry on occasion, as you did there. I mean, that's part of it. It's the visceral reaction to seasons of misery.
And look at we made it on there ahead of the other super Jets fans like Ice-T and Greenberg and all those. We made it up there even earlier. It's fantastic.
Well, I wouldn't say we. Yeah. I mean, you did.
Well, yeah, but I said that on the show.
Not something that Harmon and I and Tyshirt and anybody back here want to brag about.
I said that on the show. It worked right there.
All five people listening to All Access with the Jets. Got it.
As long as they make sure to actually put my name as part of the show.
Ah, congrats, buddy.
Oh, thank you, man.
You made it.
Now I got
all your dad.
Hey, Walt. You're never going to believe it.
That's my son right there. Yeah, it's like, Dad, you know, because he would do that. He would say, hey, my son made the All Access podcast for the dad. I'm like, Dad, you know that you could just listen to me every night, coast to coast. We're on like 500 stations. Like, nobody's on more. Like, you can listen across the country, Dad. I mean, that's the whole thing.
Dude, his Yankees are like 10 games over. No chance.
Oh, man. Here it is. You want to know a quick story? I'll tell you the best story about my dad, right? Here's the best story about my dad. So when I was doing All Night again, right, when I was back on it, and he would listen when I was on, because he would get up very early in the morning, because he managed a golf course, right? That's what he did. So he would get up early, he'd listen to the end of me, and he would go and he would listen to Mike and Mike. So I'm like, okay, you know, great, you know, listen to that, whatever. And he says, I'm talking to him on the phone one day. This is before he moved out here. And I'm talking on the phone one day. He goes, yeah, you know. And it was funny. You know, the other day I was listening. I went, I'm sending Mike and Mike a couple of emails to see if they read them on the show. And I go, you're sending them emails to read on the show? Your son does the show right before them. You know, you hear a lot of takes that I say, hey, coming up right after. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud? You know that you hear a lot of takes right after on that. You don't send me an email. You send them emails. You don't send me an email about you don't want to come on the show and talk. Like, I would. And I'm like, what do you mean you're sending them email? You're sending another show email. You're not sending an email to my show. I don't understand that. But that's my dad. That's Walt. That's the Tao of Walt right there in a nutshell.
Not, hey, I might have something that could add to your show.
No. I'm emailing the show after. I'm going to email Mike and Mike. Oh, great. I appreciate that, Dad. That's great.
You know, he might be number two on your list of people that we needed in terms of the NCAA tournament.
That's like Mike Golic Jr. saying, hey, Dad, you know, I really like you to listen to him. So I sent Colin an email. You know, maybe he'll read him on his show a little bit. Maybe that'll happen. I don't know. Maybe he'll do that too. I mean, that's – I don't understand. But now we've made All Access. And now I'm looking it up on YouTube so I can watch
How great is this?
They show. There we go.
That's a great clip. Make sure and push it on the socials here. Let's get some run.
The Jets know. They know. Look, they know. They know where to go to for pure, unfiltered Jets opinions, right? That's where to go
right
here.
But that was full angst right there. Yeah. I mean, that is the, you know, gravity of it as a radio host, but also, you know, a bit of the person. You left a bit of your soul in that quote.
Yeah.
That is now part of that Jets access show forevermore.
Oh, I firmly believe I left a lot of future years on the floor after he got hurt there. When he sat down, when he threw that bat, he sat down and didn't stand up, I said, oh, he's done. But that's, I looked at, I said, he's done. Look at him. He's sitting on the ground. He can't even stand up. He's done. He's done. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm pretty sure I said it before that when he was running with the flag. I said, it's over.
Yeah. Yeah, you wanted to make America look bad. Like that. You're making America. He's running with the flag. You could have waited till after he ran with the flag.
Was I right or wrong?
No, you know, you were right. You were absolutely right. You were. I know one thing. He's not going to run out with the flag again.
That's, you think?
That's not going to happen.
The Jets. You can't rule that out.
No, you can never rule that out.
Not happening, man. Not happening. So there it is. The season's over, man. Look, the Jets season is over.
Here, UCLA Dodger Frank. Quote, to be fair, the... quote, season's overdrop could have been from any time of the last 15 years.
Oh, yeah. They could have got that going all the way back to, like, the early 2000s. Like, that little bit of run in 2008, 2009 went to back-to-back AFC title games. Yeah, but any other year, you could have run that. Any other year, you find that. Yeah. It's good. We don't even need AI Jason Smith. We just get stuff from previous years. You can tell you the season's over and the Jets stink. Oh, absolutely.
And just in case you guys were wondering, I sent Ian home.
Okay.
Good work,
Ian's been
Ian.
Fired.
You did the
hey,
job.
Hey, look what I found. What do you mean it's my last day? I don't understand. Exit out by the Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Yeah, coming up next, we'll have more on the big night in the NBA and the absolute face plan of the Boston Celtics, plus what NFL team is going to make the biggest pick tomorrow night. We got that for you right here. Jason and Mike, you're listening to Fox Sports Radio. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs, never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios. NBA, everything put to bed. The Heat beat the Celtics. Heat culture, everybody. Heat culture, hashtag Heat culture. 111-101, that series tied at one apiece. Oklahoma City thumps New Orleans 124-92. They're up 2-0 there. That's not the only big news of the day. Apparently, Anthony Davis and Darvin Ham disagree whether or not the team knows what they're doing when he calls plays. So there's a lot to get to, and there's nobody better to join us now on the hotline. Fox Sports 1 NBA insider. He's on Twitter at Rick Bucher. Check out his On the Ball podcast as well that is all about the New York Knicks. It is the aforementioned Rick Bucher. Rick, what's happening, bud?
What is happening? Go New York, go New York, go New York, go.
Yeah, buddy.
There you go. Clip that one off for future use.
You know, I want to say, and I because people, you know, a lot of people came at me on Twitter the day after you appeared on Colin's show, right? You came on our show last Wednesday night, and you said, yep. Hey, I like the Knicks in this series against the Sixers. I like Otlitz. I like this. I like this. And you said, you know, one out of every 30 appearances on the show, I have to say something nice. I'm like, okay, that's great. Then you went on Colin's show the next day, and you said, I give the Knicks a puncher's chance of going to the finals. And I was like, whoa, you really couldn't say that on the show. You had to give that to Colin. You couldn't have said it on the show to me. You had to give that to Colin.
Oh, hell no, I couldn't say it on this show. Are you kidding me? I'm disappointed. In fact, we should have put a moratorium or an embargo on that so that somehow you weren't able to see that on Colin. We should put an embargo so that you don't use it on this show. I don't know if you have already, but in any case. No,
we're using that go New York, go New York, go, though, because I've been running that, now you're running it. We're making that an open.
Yeah, well, I mean, that could apply to anything. Go Islanders, right? go Rangers. Excuse me. All seriousness or all kidding aside, I really like what I'm seeing from this Knicks team, and they're legit. They are legit, and I feel better about them than I do the Boston Celtics right now. I mean, it's as simple as that, because you know what you're going to get night in, night out. They execute. They've got great chemistry, and they've got size. And maybe the most important thing is they found a way to win without having to have big games from Jalen Brunson, which if you thought you had to have that, then you know that just Brunson's not – I mean, he's a star – he's not a superstar who can guarantee you that he's going to have an advantage in a matchup every single game, every single series. And what they've demonstrated is they can find other ways to get it done. And Philadelphia is a solid team. I think they're compromised because they didn't have Embiid for 2 months, and then now they've got him back. And but you know, more in spirit than full physical body. And they're trying to make that adjustment of having to play through Tyrese Maxey and now reincorporate Joel Embiid. Those are just difficult things to do in the course of a playoff series. You want the other team figuring you out. You don't want to be you figuring you out. And so that's where I like the Knicks in this series. But I just, what they're showing me, they I don't have any looking at the East. They can defend. They can score enough, and I certainly like them getting to the conference finals at the very least.
You know, the thing is, Rick, and you know, to take this away from the Knicks and to look about the Celtics tonight is that you talk about the togetherness and the chemistry and how they're going to rock fight you all the way to the end. And then I watch the Celtics tonight just basically show up. And when the Heat start hitting threes, the Celtics strategy seemed to be, well, eventually they'll miss. Like, I don't see that. And when I look at the Celtics, I go, this is such a good team. But I never see that lunch pail, put my head down mentality, grind it out during the playoffs like you need to do to win a title.
Exactly. And you just saw it. You saw it from the Denver Nuggets. Like, the Denver Nuggets could take the Lakers, could take the same attitude toward the Lakers. Eventually D'Angelo Russell is going to start missing, or like things are going to come back to average. They're the seventh seed. We're the second seed. We're the defending champion. If there was any team that would have the right to say the game will come back to us, we'll be okay. Now, Nuggets have come out slow, no question. They haven't played with a sense of urgency, but they get to a certain point. They don't wait all game. About halfway through the second quarter in both of these games, they said, hey, we have to take it up a notch. And then they defend, and they defend everybody. They don't care who your name is or what your shot, you know, how many shots you've made. They're going to get up and into everybody and play with energy. And you saw the Boston Celtics tonight. They just don't do that. Alonzo Highsmith, Caleb Martin, we don't think you guys are really good shooters. And so we're not going to close out here. We're going to continue to give you those threes. And I said it after game one, like, despite the lopsided win, Miami is the far better executing team, in part because they have to be. Boston out-talented them in the first game, and Miami just doesn't have the kind of firepower to be able to come back down 15-20 the way some teams in the league can. But they are going to make you beat them in their execution. Miami had open shots in the first game. They just weren't knocking them down. And they got those same open shots in game two, and this time they knocked them down. And I'm looking again. This happens so often. I'm watching the last 4 or 5 minutes of the game, and I'm like, is Tatum on the floor? Oh, there he is. I mean, there are stretches where I'm not aware of Jason Tatum being on the floor. And that's your best player, and that just can't happen because Derek White can have his moments and Jaylen Brown can have his moments, but at some point with the game on the line or with games on the line in the postseason, they're going to look to Jason Tatum. And when I can go stretches where he's either not touching the ball or he's not involved or he's just not making an impact, that's a worrisome element because whatever is happening with the New York Knicks, to spin it back there, whether Jalen Brunson is making shots or he's not making shots, he's involved. Like, you have to be accountable for him. And I just do not see that with Boston. And it's why I'm not convinced they win it this year, in spite of having far and away the best regular season record. And I'm not convinced that they get out of the Eastern Conference because I just, against a team that can come close to matching them in talent, nobody has as much talent as they do. But if you can come close, you can certainly out-execute them, and that might be enough to beat them in a series.
See, there it is. Now they blow it up. Jason Tatum was 1 of 3 in the fourth quarter. Let's move to a guy who was even more invisible in the fourth quarter of his team's most recent loss, Anthony Davis, who said, quote, we have stretches. We don't know what we're doing. And Darvin Ham said, well, I'll agree to disagree. That's good to have out in public. Let's go.
Man, I got to tell you, it is so – I forget whose side you're on in terms of Anthony Davis coming out and saying that. And because that's a shot at your – not just your head coach. That's a shot at your organization. And it may be true, but it's also a bit of an alibi. Like, we're directionless. You got outplayed. You got outworked in the second half. And as good as you might have been offensively in the first half, Anthony Davis, you could not sustain it. And so, I mean, I can go down the line. LeBron James screaming at the ref after the game, why didn't you call the end one?
Yeah.
And questioning the replay center. And Anthony Davis saying, The reason that he's never won Defensive Player of the Year is because the league doesn't like him. And it's like, and I heard similar things from Joel Embiid in the Philadelphia series. And to me, it's the difference. It's why I didn't expect Philly to win that series and why I don't believe in the Lakers, because there's a mentality that comes with from, you can have coaches say, hey, I tried to call a timeout and they didn't give it to me or whatever. And, or you can have Darvin Ham say, you know, that's one thing. Anytime I hear players blame or attribute a loss to things beyond their control, I'm like, oh, that's an excuse. Oh, this guy doesn't really believe that they have the wherewithal, if they so choose, of winning this. It's up for grabs depending on whether it goes their way or something else. And the winners, the champions, don't think that way. Whatever happens, they're like, you know what? If I do this different, then that thing that happened against us, that doesn't matter. And if anytime I hear anything else, I'm like, that's a psychological hole in that team. Now, some teams are maybe too good, or maybe good enough to overcome it. But for teams like we're talking about in the Philadelphia 76ers and the Los Angeles Lakers, none of that should be welcome news, because you're already the underdog, and now you're showing a psychological weakness in my mind.
Now, outside of the players, like, because obviously we saw them complain. Look, we know Nick Nurse is going to say things to get the next call and talk about the timeout he wanted, then tried to call a timeout when he didn't have the ball. What do you think of the officiating overall? Is there stuff that needs to be fixed? Is it just normal flow of the game? Like, where are you on the officiating, what you've seen the first few days?
I think some of it has been a little up and down in terms of I'm still seeing some touch fouls. But we've also seen more physicality being allowed. I think it's a byproduct of you're asking refs to change the way they've worked all year long, and suddenly we're gonna officiate in a different way. I mean, so much of officiating is instinctive, right? It's kind of muscle memory in terms of you see something and this is the way we call it, and so you see a certain kind of contact, and you're like, your instinct is to blow the whistle, except you're now being told, no, don't blow the whistle on that. This is what I love. What I really love is that in both games, in both the Lakers and the Knicks win, or the Lakers loss and the Knicks win, in both of those games, those close games at the end, we're basically talking about non-calls. And I would much rather have anybody complaining about they didn't blow the whistle than they did. And to your point, like, I watched the last 27 seconds of the Knicks Philly game multiple times, slowed it down, played it back. The Sixers screwed up a multitude of ways at the end of the game, beginning with Nick Nurse was going to call a timeout and was waiting to see what Kyle Lowry did. And as soon as Kyle Lowry tried to inbound the ball, he pulled back and didn't call a timeout. Now, Lowry should have, because Tyrese Maxey was kind of doubled and going 100 miles an hour, and he throws this underhanded kind of hot potato pass that was going to be difficult for Tyrese to handle. Then you get to going to the floor. I don't know if there was contact or not, but there was no more contact on him than there was when Hartenstein went down to the floor getting the offensive rebound. So I'm good there with no calls. And then I don't know that, like, Nurse's timing with the trail ref right there. The trail ref is trying to see who's got the ball and is there a foul, and he's got Nurse kind of calling a timeout and emphatically calling a timeout. And by that time, Maxey didn't have the ball. So when it comes to the officiating, I think the reason that we've become hyper aware of it is because we have all the replays and we slow it down and we go from 900 different angles, and then we expect it to be perfect, and it's never going to be perfect. And things are always going to look more egregious one way or the other when you go in slow-mo than in real time when an official has to blow his whistle. And my last thought is, Stephen A., I have no idea. He must have had the worst courtside seat ever, because he said he had a courtside seat, and he said he saw Maxey get mugged 3 or 4 times. Now, I don't know whether there was any contact at 1 or 2 points, but mugged 3 or 4 times? You got to help me out there. He must have been watching like a movie on his phone during those last couple of seconds.
He was watching Quentin Grimes, who was having a
Day afternoon. I'm not sure what he saw, but
no.
it wasn't the last 27 seconds of that game.
He was watching Quentin Grimes. That's what he was watching, and how great he's been for the last 2 weeks. That's what it is.
There you go.
Is the man who now should be in charge of all the two-minute reports. It is Fox Sports 1 NBA Insider Rick Bucher. He's on Twitter at Rick Bucher. Check out the On the Ball podcast. Rick, as always, buddy, appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Josh Hart is my spirit animal.
Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go.
So, Josh Hart is my spirit animal on the way out.
There is a measured response on how to deal with officiating when a call doesn't go your way. We have more from the NBA, thanks to Rick Bucher, coming up in a bit. But straight ahead, the one team picking in the top 10 of the draft tomorrow night that scares me the most, because they could make this pick that could really be something for the team, or boy, could they really just already torpedo their own season. What team is it? What's the pick? That's next, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. We'll have more big stuff on the NBA coming up in a few minutes. Thanks to Rick Bucher for stopping by. Great visit with him, as always. But with tomorrow being the NFL draft, we come on right after first-round coverage here on Fox Sports Radio, just like we do every year. There is one team that I am the most nervous about when they make their pick. And it's not the Bears. It's not the Jets.
Bulls.
It's the Bulls. But there's only one thing with the Bulls, Mike.
What's that, buddy?
They
suck.
They stink.
I am the most nervous about
Cleveland.
No.
Go Chargers.
About the Chargers, because They're sitting at number five. And yes, the crazy rumor today that came out, the odds of the Chargers selecting J.J. McCarthy have gone way up. And it's
only 6-1 now.
Adam Schefter's going, what's happening? I don't understand what this is going on. I mean, look, if we manifest that into reality, that'd be something. We've been saying that for the last couple of months. They trade Herbert for the number one pick and then take J.J. McCarthy. Now, that'd be something.
Oh, but everything melts down.
What really worries me, and this is that, they're picking at five, and it should be easy. It should be Marvin Harrison Jr. if he's there. If not, maybe Romo Dunze. One of them will be there. Hopefully Marvin Harrison Jr. He's the more polished of all the wide receivers. That's what they need. Your best player is still Justin Herbert, right? Still Justin Herbert. You need a wide receiver, and Marvin Harrison Jr. is the guy. Quarterback should go 1-4, and you should be able to get Marvin Harrison Jr. That should be there. If he's there and a wide receiver is there, and the Chargers don't take him, I lose so much confidence in Jim Harbaugh. Because now I know that it's not a smokescreen, and the Chargers are going to try to run the offense that Jim Harbaugh ran at Michigan, which you can't do. I'm going to devalue Justin Herbert, and we're going to run the football with a couple of Baltimore Ravens running back castoffs that can't stay healthy and can't produce.
Produced a national title, Smith. What are you talking about?
I get that Harbaugh did it in college with collegiate players against college teams, but you can't just decide, hey, we're going to go get J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards, and now we're going to run roughshod over the rest. It doesn't work that way. You can't scheme over player on offense in the NFL. You can scheme over player on defense all you want, but if this is really what Harbaugh is going to do, we're going to run the football a ton and limit the impact Justin Herbert has on the game. Like, what are you doing? Why did you hire Harbaugh? Nobody comes in and says, you know what we need to do is give our quarterback less to do. Wait, what? Yeah. But he's your best player. Oh yeah, the guy's terrific, top 10 quarterback in the league, right? So we want him to do less. Yeah. And we want to put the ball in the hands of players who aren't as good. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Like, this is what worries me about the Chargers, that Harbaugh is coming in with the autonomy, and all this isn't a smokescreen, that they're really going to do this. They're really going to run the football as much as they can, because Justin Herbert has no wide receivers. None. The best is Quentin Johnston, and his rookie season was a year to forget. I mean, the one thing the Chargers have always had is wide receivers. They've always been able to throw the football. Good luck throwing the football with this crew you have cemented in for this year, unless you bring in somebody good. Like, Marvin Harrison Jr. is there for you. He's the best receiver in the draft. He's going to come in. He's going to be great right away. If they go someplace else, or they trade out of the pick, or they take a time, then I say to myself, okay, you know what? I'm going to X the Chargers out. As great a head coach as Harbaugh is, as good a quarterback as Justin Herbert is, I'm X-ing out, because Harbaugh is going to think now, even though he's been in the NFL and succeeded, I'm going to do what I did in college and try to win, and that ain't going to work.
Will Disley, Hayden Hurst, Darius Davis, Joshua Palmer, don't call him Josh, and Quentin Johnston. There's your receiving core. So it stands to logic that we will see either Alt or was it Latham? Those will be the guys selected. Because you want to have, because of the physicality, and get after it. No, it's an interesting proposition. I still don't think Harrison's going to be there. So I think it would then between Neighbors and Adunze. But either way, your point is well taken about, hey, you've got Justin Herbert. And while you may not have done it, they paid him a lot of money in that extension.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah, what do you got, Frostberg?
How about you keep my coach's name out your mouth?
I knew that was coming in at some point.
I think Frostberg is just as nervous as I am.
I'm not nervous at all, dude.
This is what
Harbaugh I trust. Are you kidding me?
Now, look, if it's a...
Jason, you say
he does live in a
Michigan
van down
game.
By the river.
Oh, quiz, real quick.
Yeah.
How many games did they lose last year?
They didn't lose any games.
Exactly.
Yeah, they were terrific last year.
So know your role.
Okay. who's a better football team? Washington Huskies or the Kansas City Chiefs? Who's a better football team?
Oh, the Chargers by far.
The Chargers.
And he said to shut your mouth.
You're just as nervous as I am.
I'm not nervous at all. You're a Jets
fan. How great would that be for our show tomorrow, though?
Oh, it'd be great. Are you kidding? It'd be fantastic. Not good for the Chargers, but it would be fantastic for the show. Coming up next, yes, we got more on the NBA, more on the NFL, plus two big stories out of another big night in the NBA. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.